to order. Oh, if you want. Good morning.
Hi, Terry.
Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 19 members present. Senators Holman and Rohde are excused from the call of Senate today. Senator Holman is present.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor John in the Northern Lights United Church.
Let us pray. O Lord, enable us to have deep and truly insightful words today, so that tomorrow we don't have to eat them. Amen.
I start Monday off very well. Will the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify us to the correctness of the journals to the 47th, 48th, and 49th legislative days and Senate Supplement number 12.
Senator Claddock.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the legislative journals for the 47th, 48th, and 49th day and Senate Supplement number 12 be approved as certified.
There are objections? Hearing none, the journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Claddock.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure in the far gallery to introduce a personal friend, noted Alaskan wildlife author, and filmmaker Jim Repine.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Fairbanksons that are with us this morning. Donna Davidson, who's with the Governor's Board on Tourism, and Ken Olin Ensel of Fairbanks.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President. It gives me great pleasure to introduce a person that's known on a first-name basis throughout the chain, a former member of the legislature, Carl Moses.
Welcome, Carl. As a former member, you have privilege of the floor if you have a remark to make. Very good. Senator Curtula.
Could Carl introduce the gentleman next to him? He's a former constituent, I think, of Mr. Coletta's, which is now in my district. Carl, could you introduce the gentleman next to you, please?
Bob Rogers.
Further introductions, messages from the governor?
We have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
We do have messages from the other house.
Yes. Message of February 29, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 486 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to highway signs and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
That is the only message from the House.
Communications.
There is a communication dated February 29 from Burt Campbell, Chairman, Advisory Committee on Minority Sentencing Practices, with an attached report, a single copy, report of the Advisory Committee on Minority Judicial Sentencing Practices, dated February 1980. This copy of this report will be on file in the Secretary's office. That's the only communication this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 305, making appropriations for the development of agriculture, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass, signed Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Curtula, and Fahrenkamp. Senators Dankworth, Meland, and Mulcahy signed no recommendation. Senate Bill 305 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 475, establishing the Point McKenzie Agricultural Development Project, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Curtula, Fahrenkamp, and Bennett. Senators Dankworth, Mulcahy, and Meeland signed no recommendation. SB 475 has a further referral to finance. Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 504, by the Resources Committee by request, an act relating to the taxation of electrical cooperatives and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
That's the only bill this morning.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Ferguson. Senator Stansonini. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 243 be held one legislative day.
Are there any objections, Senator Hackney?
I'd object just for a question, Mr. President. I wonder if there's a particular reason for that. It was held over one legislative day so that members could go through the sectional analysis that was provided. May we have an
Senator, please come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to withdraw my previous motion.
Hearing no objection, the motion's withdrawn, and we now are down to the calendar.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 243, an act relating to teachers and public employees' retirement and providing for an effective date in third reading.
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 243 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 243 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 243 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar, and we're now on to unfinished business. Does any member have anything on the unfinished business? Special orders. Does anybody have anything on the special orders? Senator Meelum.
Yes, Mr. President, this morning I was reading the Sitka Sentinel, kind of like an old-timers column in the Sitka Sentinel, and it kind of caught my eye and made me think how much many things change, but they still remain the same. And I, as long as we have so much time, and it's not very long, I'll read it to you, but it's out of the Sitka paper of 1900. And it says, the town hall was crowded to its utmost capacity by enthusiastic citizens of Sitka who held two rousing mass meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday evening in regard to the removal of the Capitol. The reasons listed to oppose the move to Juneau were as follows. Number one, Sitka is much more centrally located than Juneau, or for that matter, any other point in southeastern Alaska. Two, the harbor in Sitka is fully protected, and it is the only harbor that doesn't get any ice in it. Number three, economy dictates the removal should not be made. The government has buildings in Sitka for all its offices and plenty of land on which to construct many others. Four, it isn't time. It is impossible to know where the center of population will be a year hence. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. That's very interesting. When the Juneau gold miners did vote to move the Capitol, I believe it was 8 years before the governor would allow it to be moved. Senator Wright.
Mr. President, just on the same subject, if I might. Moving the Capitol at that time consisted of moving the surveyor. He just moved with six trunks and whatever it was, and nobody even knew he was gone.
Eight file cabinets. Wow. I can't pass that one up, Senator Wright. No, I will. I'm a coward. You know, are there any more special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet at 3 p.m. tomorrow in the Belch Room for the sunset hearing on the Real Estate Commission. It'll be teleconference to Anchorage and Fairbanks.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, Health, Education, and Social Services at 3 o'clock this afternoon, room 106 in the Assembly Building, Senate Bill 380, providing MedAlert units for elderly citizens.
Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow at 9.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet March 5th at 3:30 in the Belch Room. We'll be considering SJR 38 relating to the development of a commuter rail in the Matsu Valley, SCR 50 extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission on State Personal Act, SCR 55 urging the Department of Revenue to recede from a ruling relating to taxation of flight crew members, and HJR 58 urging Congress to appropriate money for the construction of the Dog Bay Boat Harbor.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, resources meet at 1:30, considering Senate Bill 345. That's a continuation of those hearings, supplemental capital appropriations, Department of Natural Resources. Senate Bill 481, establishing the Denali Recreational Area Commission. Senate Bill 482, appropriating the Denali Recreation Area Commission. That'll be 1:30 in the Buttridge Room.
For the committee announcements, at this time, I'd like to notify the body that we're planning on the color picture tomorrow. Senator Rohde is due back at that time, and we just plan on staying after the session and get you all down for posterity with numbers.
Mr. President, that's been delayed. Senator Rohde will not be back. The pictures are now rescheduled for the 15th of March.
And we'll have the Ides.
I think the Ides of March would be an excellent time.
Mr. President, if we're worried about people being absent from this body, I suggest to you the 15th of March, this place is going to be a desert.
I
think we're talking about this year.
Mr. President, maybe it's the 13th. It's somewhere down the line.
There will be another announcement coming to the floor. We'll try to do it the next time all you worthy ladies and gentlemen are on this floor. This isn't necessarily one of our finer days. Senator Coletta, could you get us out of here?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m.
Senate stands and adjourn.